June 10th, 2015, Springfield, Missouri. A mother is found brutally murdered. Her chronically ill daughter, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, is missing.
Why? Why would somebody kill this wonderful mom? I was crying. You know, oh my God, somebody killed Dee Dee.
Inspired by the Disney movie Tangled, this copycat crime reveals how dangerous a mother's love can ultimately be.
Gypsy watches Tangled. It's one of the only few movies that her mother will allow for her to watch. But she doesn't realize that this Disney movie will change everyone's lives. But once Gypsy sees Tangled, all she can think about is escaping her prison.
But for Gypsy's half-sister, Mia Blanchard, the biggest twist is yet to come.
I thought it was crazy. I was mind blown. I was like, what else was she lying about?
I think that the biggest thing is to not go in with a conceived notion of what you think you know. Nothing is what you think you know.
Happy endings are not just in fairy tales. They're real and true in real life also.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is about to make national news as a young girl thought to be abducted from her home in Missouri. Gypsy seems as if she's in a fight for survival.
Everything in Gypsy's life so far has been building towards this moment.
Fancy Maselli, a family friend who was working with Gypsy's stepmom, Christy Blanchard, on a television series about this case called By Proxy, has never come across a tale as tragic as Gypsy's.
They found Dee Dee dead and Gypsy was missing. The first thought process was that somebody had broken into the home and kidnapped Gypsy and killed her mom.
Christy Blanchard and Gypsy's sister Mia Blanchard are still haunted by their family's one-of-a-kind story.
You know, and I asked her, did you want to run out? And she said, I was scared.
It's crazy. Can't really explain it. Not enough words to talk about how weird and crazy and just wild it is.
Gypsy enters this world in Louisiana, seeming to be a happy, healthy baby girl.
From the time that Gypsy was born, there was nothing really medically wrong with her. She was fine, except for a lazy eye, and there's nothing wrong with a lazy eye.
Although Gypsy's health is in the clear, her home life is in turmoil. Gypsy's young parents, Dee Dee and Rod, separate before Gypsy is even born.
The relationship literally lasted maybe 6 months from start to finish. They had only been dating for a little bit of time, maybe a couple of months before she got pregnant. He felt the pressure to get married because in the South, that's what you do.
Rod realized very early on that he had married for the wrong reasons. He wanted to be there for Gypsy, but he didn't want to stay married to Dee Dee. It was a marriage that wasn't a happy one.
After the divorce, Dee Dee moves in with her parents, and Rod tries to visit his daughter as often as possible. Christy, Rod's current wife, reflects on the dramatic situation.
He was 18 at the time, came from a broken home, you know, and this child is coming into the world in a broken home. But doesn't mean you're not going to love that baby with every fiber of your being. He tried to be there as much as he could. It's just she didn't allow him.
When it comes to Rod, Dee Dee uses their daughter as collateral.
Dee Dee was using Gypsy as kind of a pawn. You want to divorce me? Well, then you may not be able to see your child.
Although Dee Dee has problems with Rod, she seems like a devoted mom.
She would sleep on the sofa and put Gypsy on her chest. And I was like, why? And she said, because in case she'd stop breathing, I would feel it.
Dee Dee is convinced Gypsy has sleep apnea, a dangerous condition that can cause a person to stop breathing.
She took her into the hospital and demanded that they do something for her. She was just extremely adamant about that something was wrong with the baby.
Doctors test Gypsy for a sleeping disorder, but can't seem to find anything wrong. Still, Dee Dee is resolute. Her daughter is sick.
For Dee Dee, being confronted with test results doesn't seem to faze her. It doesn't matter what the medical evidence is showing. she knows what's going on with her daughter.
Despite a lack of evidence, doctors prescribed Gypsy a breathing machine called a CPAP.
It might have been just a protection, a precautionary step by the doctors because they were so convinced by Dee Dee's exclamation.
But instead of relief for her baby's well-being, Dee Dee feels a sense of pride for getting what she wants.
Once she was able to convince doctors that Gypsy truly did have sleep apnea, that was really the beginning of the end.
Dee Dee likes the control she has over Gypsy's health and the attention her daughter's illness provides.
She realized that she was gaining a lot of secondary benefits. She was gaining attention. She was getting respect. She was getting an audience.
Over the next several years, Dee Dee and Gypsy's lives are a constant string of doctor's appointments.
It began of a progression of she's getting sicker and sicker. First, we started with the CPAP machine and she had breathing problems. Then it became seizures. Again, though, seizures can only be tested while a seizure is happening. So the only information that a doctor can go on is what the mother is crafting.
According to Dee Dee, Gypsy also has problems with both her eyes and ears.
She got the hearing aid. On top of that, her teeth are falling out. Because of the medications that she's giving her seizure medications.
And after an accident, Dee Dee confines her daughter to a wheelchair, even though Gypsy knows she has full use of her legs.
After a motorcycle accident with her grandfather, Claude, she just had a burn, from falling on the ground and scraping across a burn. But then Dee Dee somehow eventually at that point showed up with a wheelchair. That's where it began to get into now she's claiming she can't walk.
Gypsy goes along with it because her mother is her caregiver and mother knows best. It's as simple as that.
And just when it seems things can't get any worse, they do. Gypsy is prescribed a feeding tube by doctors.
If you ask Gypsy, one of her first memories is getting that feeding tube. And she did ask her mom at that point, but mom, I can eat. And she says, yeah, but you have trouble, honey. And I just really want to make sure that you're taken care of.
The feeding tube allows Dee Dee to control every single thing about her daughter's body. Dee Dee wants to keep her daughter sick.
She was able to put medication in the feeding tube. She was able to create different things that were happening. And by doing the medication to the feeding tube, then it began to create actual problems that you could see.
There was her acid reflux. I remember Dee Dee telling me one surgery that the acid reflux had got so bad that they had to take some of her stomach lining and wrap it around her esophagus.
She kept creating situations where Gypsy would get worse and worse, but nobody could verify it. If a doctor didn't agree with Dee Dee, Dee Dee found a new doctor.
Gypsy's home is like a pharmacy.
They lived in a house that was really in disarray. And then you see that cabinet of all the different medications.
There wasn't just one bottle of Vicodin or Tylenol with codeine. They were like ropes.
But despite the hardships, Gypsy loves her mother with all her heart.
She just never questioned. Children believe what their parents tell them, because why would your mom lie to you?
Through it all, Gypsy's father, Rod, is kept in the dark.
Rod really wanted to be a part of Gypsy's life, and Dee Dee made that darn near impossible.
Still, Rod and Christy do everything in their power to have a relationship with Gypsy.
Rod would call her, and it was always, she's sleeping, she's not feeling good.
Rod and Christy were barred from being around her very often.
They try to attend a number of Gypsy's doctor's appointments, but are denied.
We wanted to be involved. We wanted to learn everything. But she would, I'm going to let you know. But then she would call, the day after. Oh, yeah, we went off. I know I forgot to call, but, it was always an excuse.
Dee Dee tells Rod their daughter is too sick for unsupervised visits, and that Dee Dee is the only one who knows how to care for Gypsy. Although they want more time with Gypsy, Rod and Christy are empathetic.
We thought Dee Dee was the best mom in the world to do what she was doing for her daughter. Who questions a mother of a sick child? We thought she was superwoman.
But behind closed doors, Dee Dee is dangerously protective of her daughter.
Dee Dee made Gypsy think it was them against the world.
Gypsy never went to school. She was homeschooled. And that was another control tactic. You go to school, you get information. You stay home, it's only her information, and that's all she's allowed to have.
Dee Dee also lies about Gypsy's father, Rod.
Dee Dee informs Gypsy that her father never loved her. In actuality, he always paid his child support every month.
She thought we hated her. When it gets drilled in your head for so long, you tend to believe it.
In public, Dee Dee is a mother that will do anything for the survival of her sick child. But in private, she is a monster.
If Gypsy got out of line, she would smack her. She would beat her with objects, coat hangers, rods, anything that she could get in the house that would be, you know, detrimental. And she would withhold food from her for hours, days.
She told me her mom would bring her in the bathroom, and Dee Dee would watch her as she would slap her in the face or hit her in the back.
The torture Gypsy endures is all part of Dee Dee's ultimate lesson. Mother knows best. It's the exact message portrayed in Disney's Tangled, which is a reproduction of the classic fairy tale Rapunzel.
In the film Tangled, Rapunzel watches life go by from her window while she's trapped inside her tower.
The woman she believes to be her mother is actually her worst enemy.
Mother Gothel is the witch who has enslaved Rapunzel to this tower and is posing as her mother.
Rapunzel's one wish is to escape her tower, but Mother Gothel stands in her way.
Mother Gothel has told Rapunzel staying in the tower is for her own protection.
Off-screen, the movie's storyline seems all too real for Gypsy.
Not only did she watch fairy tales, she lived fairy tales. Her mother dressed her up in pretty dresses and wigs and, you know, all kinds of makeup and different things.
Gypsy is really, truly, the real-life Rapunzel.
Gypsy felt like she was completely dependent on her mom. That she wouldn't survive by herself. Her mom even had made the statement, "I hope that we go at the same time, because one cannot live without the other."
In the movie Tangled, Rapunzel wonders what life outside the tower would bring.
Dee Dee's whole plan was based on a house of cards that could topple at any moment if Gypsy had any freedom.
In Tangled, Rapunzel is able to escape the tower. But for Gypsy, the nightmare is just beginning. According to Dee Dee Blanchard, her daughter Gypsy is a very sick little girl. It's a storyline seemingly ripped from the children's movie Tangled.
Dee Dee had convinced really everyone that her daughter was so disabled and so impaired cognitively that she wouldn't be able to function without her.
Even Gypsy's father, Dee Dee's ex-husband Rod, and his wife Christy have no idea what is going on behind closed doors.
Look like Mother Teresa when she wears a devil.
She would not let Rod see Gypsy alone, and she would poison Gypsy's mind against her father, telling her daughter that her father doesn't love her.
Confined to a wheelchair, Dee Dee feeds Gypsy through a feeding tube. something she insists is a necessity due to one of Gypsy's supposed illnesses. To those that know the family, Dee Dee appears to be a world-class mother.
Dee Dee did everything. Dee Dee was awesome. Dee Dee was amazing. Dee Dee was this wonderful mother that dedicated her life to her sick child.
But what no one knew was the way she was loving her daughter was actually killing them both.
In one of Gypsy's favorite movies, Tangled, the woman Rapunzel thinks is her mother is actually a witch in disguise.
The witch Mother Gothel kidnapped young Rapunzel because when she found her as a baby, she realized that her hair was magic and she could use it to keep her young.
Trapped inside a hidden tower, in the movie Tangled, Rapunzel longs to break free, but Mother Gothel has other plans.
The only way for Mother Gothel to stay young is to keep Rapunzel around and to let her hair grow.
In the movie, keeping Rapunzel locked up is Mother Gothel's sole mission. In real life, Dee Dee also tries to keep Gypsy from the outside world. But the film Tangled starts to open Gypsy's eyes.
Gypsy, seeing Tangled, began to get to a point where she felt like that was really her life in a way. As soon as she began to become aware that maybe things weren't quite what Mom was saying.
But just as Gypsy begins to think something is not right with her mother, their lives are destroyed. In August of 2005, Hurricane Katrina ravages Dee Dee and Gypsy's entire world.
I really look at Katrina as like a perfect storm kind of situation. So now there's a point where Gypsy can begin to question things. There's a point where certain things are not starting to line up anymore. And this storm hits. She's had to leave her home. They had to leave all kinds of things behind. So she's able to create a new story again.
In the hurricane shelter, Dee Dee tells the doctors she's lost everything, including Gypsy's birth certificate and all of her medical records. Now, when it comes to Gypsy's medical history, Dee Dee's word is the only record.
When Katrina happened, that was an opportunity for her. She really bit onto Katrina and ran with that.
A doctor treating Gypsy in the shelter is inspired by her story of a young girl and her single mother, thriving despite all odds.
She gets their story out to the media, and once they hit the media, many, many other charities wanted to help them.
That's an amazing story. That is a story that every news reporter wants.
She got a lot of press and a lot of praise and a lot of donations.
Gypsy got a lot of Make-A-Wish things, so she got to go to Disney and see all of that stuff and get trips to Disney. She got trips on cruises.
Angel Flight, Hope Lodge, Miranda Lambert. They met her at a concert, and she got backstage passes. She got to sit down with the whole Harry Potter crew and have dinner.
Habitat for Humanity got on board and they built a new house in Springfield, Missouri.
Dee Dee becomes her daughter's spokesperson.
It's so easy to live here and it's so peaceful.
They had everything they needed to make life easier for this sick girl.
Happy endings are not just in fairy tales. They're real and true in real life also.
While Gypsy is appreciative, it's Dee Dee that soaks up the attention and praise.
All they saw was this very, very sick girl, Gypsy, who, no matter what happened to her, she always came out with a smile on her face. And this mother, who seemed to have given up everything for her daughter.
I thought she was such a good mom. Everybody did. Everybody thought she was amazing.
In the media, Dee Dee and Gypsy appear to be best friends, two peas in a pod. But after they settle into their new home in Missouri, everything drifts wayward.
Gypsy describes it as, my mom was my best friend, until she wasn't my best friend.
The further she moved, the higher
or the greater the illnesses got.
And it's a new life in a new city with new people, and there are no records. So nobody was able to question at that point. And it was just Gypsy and her mom.
With no health records, the doctors base everything on what Dee Dee tells them.
She explained to them that she did have muscular dystrophy based on the fact that she's in the wheelchair.
She had 2 out of her 4 salivary glands removed, about 8 surgeries.
Dee Dee tells everyone that Gypsy is a cancer survivor.
But the sicker Gypsy gets in public, the more questions she has for her mother in private.
Dee Dee always had an answer. Always, you know, well, Mom, I can walk. Well, yeah, but your legs are weak and it's really hard for you, and so it's just best you stay in the wheelchair. Well, Mom, my hair is fine. Yeah, but it's going to fall out and you're going to have bald patches and nobody wants to see that, and so let's just go ahead and shave your head.
My pretty princess.
Gypsy's so dependent on her, and that's all she has, that what was she going to do? You know, what would she do? Nothing.
Instead of rebelling, Gypsy gets lost in a fairy tale in one of her favorite movies, Tangled. Rapunzel's mother takes a short trip, leaving Rapunzel alone.
Rapunzel waits until Mother Gothel leaves, and then she escapes the tower.
She's escorted by a handsome bandit named Flynn Rider, who agrees to help her escape, leaving Gypsy with an idea. When Dee Dee and Gypsy attend a local sci-fi convention, Gypsy finds her own handsome bandit.
Everyone thinks that they have a knight in shining armor waiting for them. But in Gypsy's case, she really needed someone to intervene, and she was hoping it would be anyone. If it wasn't a handsome prince, it at least was someone who would come and save her.
Gypsy strikes up a conversation with an older man she's seen at previous conventions.
A sci-fi convention, you see these people every year. And, you know, Gypsy was at that age where she was having feelings that she never had before.
So how are things?
He had seen her at many conventions, and she had been friends with him. There was an attraction for Gypsy, at least, definitely.
When Dee Dee isn't looking, Gypsy leaves with a man she barely knows. Exactly like her heroine, Rapunzel, Entangled.
I guess there was an attraction there for him as well, but there was never any type of sexual anything that happened, transpired between the two of them. It never got that far.
In the movie Tangled, Mother Gothel returns from her trip early to find that Rapunzel is gone. But when Dee Dee notices Gypsy has disappeared, she's furious. Through mutual friends, Dee Dee is able to track Gypsy down to the man's hotel room.
She said, you know, I went in his room and, you know, we were just talking. Nothing had happened. My mom was banging on the door and is demanding I get out of the room.
She promised Gypsy that if she just came with her, that there would be no consequences, that the guy would be fine, that she would be fine. And then she got her home, and all of that changed again.
Back at home, Dee Dee unleashes her inner witch.
She smashed her computer with a hammer. She took a handcuff and attached it to a chain, and she kept her chained to that bed for 3 days. Her mother told her, if you ever do this again, I'm gonna do to you with the hammer what I did to your computer.
Gypsy is really, truly the real-life Rapunzel, locked away in her home without a friend in the world.
But that's all about to change.
Gypsy wants her freedom, and Gypsy wants her independence, and Dee Dee can't control that.
She smashed the laptop with the hammer, and when it was time to get a new one, she called Rod, you know, wanting a new laptop. And sent off the laptop, and it was, look what Mom got you.
Gypsy sees the new computer as her only way out of the house.
Dee Dee took sleeping pills to sleep. So with her mother conked out, it gave Gypsy some time to roam and to be in the house and to get on the internet. That was a safe time.
On an online Christian dating site, Gypsy meets 24-year-old Nick Godijan from Wisconsin.
When Gypsy met Nick, it made her feel needed and loved. She could be real. She could tell him the truth and he didn't judge her.
For Nick and Gypsy, it was like love at first sight with the first internet message.
Immediately, they became a couple.
They talk about their future pretty quickly. They're going to get married. They're going to have children. They begin naming their children. She really was looking for a way out. She knew that mom was never going to allow her to leave, and she really wanted to leave. She knows that maybe I'm still sick, but maybe I'm not as sick as mom thinks I am.
Gypsy tells Nick everything about her life with Dee Dee.
She was able to meet the closest thing to having a Prince Charming. She was able to meet a man who was able to rescue her, at least in her mind.
For over 2 years, their secret online relationship blooms. Like Rapunzel and her handsome bandit, Gypsy believes her affair with Nick is true love.
And just like the movie, the one thing standing in her way of her true love is her mother.
Gypsy thinks if Dee Dee meets Nick in person and sees what a great guy he is, she'll approve of her daughter's relationship. She buys Nick a bus ticket from Wisconsin to Missouri, where they will pretend to meet while attending the same movie.
So the plan was for Dee Dee to meet Nick when they went to see the live-action Cinderella.
In their minds, they thought this plan was genius. That if Gypsy could get Dee Dee to love Nick, then they could all live happily ever after.
I really think that Gypsy thought, we're gonna do this and we're golden.
This real-life fairy tale is about as far from a happy ending as you can get.
It started off as all like roses and gumdrops and fantasy and beauty and how much I love you and this fairy tale kind of thing. It was all just a ruse. Nothing is what you think you know.
Gypsy Blanchard believes she's met her real-life Prince Charming, Nick Godijan, just like in the movie Tangled.
Gypsy's been talking to a guy named Nick online, and even though they have never met, they think they're in love.
But up until this point, her overbearing mother Dee Dee, who insists Gypsy has multiple illnesses, has stood in the way of her happiness.
By keeping her in a wheelchair, and by restricting her with all these medical issues, she was ensuring that she would keep Gypsy with her forever.
But instead of loved, Gypsy feels like the real-life Rapunzel from the movie Tangled.
In Tangled, Rapunzel is a young woman locked away in a tower by the woman who she believes is her mother, until one day when a bandit finds her and helps her escape.
In the film, Mother Gothel isn't about to let Rapunzel escape her evil clutches.
Mother Gothel tracks Rapunzel and puts together a plan to where she can trick Rapunzel into going back into the tower.
Gypsy is hoping her own mother will meet her boyfriend Nick and allow her to escape into his arms and live happily ever after. But first, she sets up an elaborate plan to make it look like she's just met Nick at the movies.
He came on a bus and he was going to meet during an intermission. It was supposed to just be that she met this guy at the theater. She'd never seen him before. She'd never had any contact with him, but that he was just this really nice guy.
They hope that Dee Dee will fall for it and also that she will fall in love with Nick.
But the plan backfires. Dee Dee is enraged Gypsy would talk to this strange man.
Dee Dee thinks that Nick is creepy because he was a single guy at a children's movie. This was not thought out well.
She said that boys like Nick didn't like girls like Gypsy. She made Gypsy feel like she wasn't nothing special. Like, nobody wanted that burden. Who's gonna want this burden? You know, who's gonna want to take care of you? Nobody's gonna want to love you like this.
But Gypsy has had enough of her mother's abuse. She's tired of always being treated like she's sick and having to rely on her mother for everything.
Gypsy told her mom, "I don't need the feeding tube anymore. I eat just fine." And of course, that would have ruined Dee Dee's control. So there was a huge argument about that.
She wasn't happy. That's when Gypsy had enough and said, "Okay, we plan B, it's on." I think this time she knew it was forever. She was leaving forever.
In the movie Tangled, once Mother Gothel realizes Rapunzel has escaped the tower, she goes on a witch hunt to bring her back and lock her up forever.
Mother Gothel is following Rapunzel, and she uses every trick in the book to try to get her back in the tower.
Gypsy describes, "Well, if I leave, she'll find me. If we try to run away, she'll just bring me back. And so maybe it would just be best if Mom went away completely."
Over the next several days, Gypsy and Nick plot Dee Dee's demise.
Nick was going to come on a bus and travel there again one more time. They would kill her mom.
Gypsy wants her happily ever after with Nick. All they knew was they wanted to be together.
After much anticipation, the night that their master plan comes to fruition arrives.
I guess she wanted to leave her mom in a way that she didn't feel like it was ending badly. So they had a really nice night. They painted their nails and they watched TV.
"You're my pretty princess."
This mother, if you can call her that, wanted her daughter at home for the rest of her life. And in Gypsy's mind, she was locked in a tower. There was no escape. She was her mother's prisoner.
Gypsy is ready to be free of her mother's abuse forever. Gypsy Blanchard and her online boyfriend, Nick Godejean, are minutes away from killing Gypsy's abusive mother, Dee Dee. According to Dee Dee, Gypsy is very sick and unable to survive on her own.
It's been years of emotional and physical abuse by Dee Dee on to Gypsy, and now Gypsy has had enough.
Like Rapunzel in the Disney animated movie Tangled, Gypsy yearns to break free and live her own life outside of her mother's manipulation.
Mother Gothel is cruel to Rapunzel, but at the same time, she wants her to believe that ultimately she cares about her and everything that she's doing is for Rapunzel's own good.
Entangled, the bandit helps Rapunzel escape her tower and then leads her on a journey to see the lights in town.
The more that Rapunzel gets to know the real Flynn Rider, the more that she realizes that he cares. It becomes them against the world.
Gypsy sees Nick as her real-life bandit, the one man who is willing to save her life, even if it means killing her mother.
So Dee Dee went to sleep and took her sleeping pills, and Nick showed up. She gave him the knife, then she went in the bathroom.
Inside the house, Gypsy hides in the bathroom while Nick makes his way to Dee Dee's bedroom.
She just covered her ears and crawled up in a ball and waited.
While Dee Dee is asleep on her stomach, Nick attacks. As he fatally slashes Dee Dee, she screams out for Gypsy.
People can say, why didn't she help? But in her mind, she saw no other solution. Her only solution for escape was to have her mother murdered. It may have been, on some level, it's either her or me.
After the murder, Gypsy and Nick attempt to clean up the crime scene.
Gypsy helped clean up the blood. They tried to clean it up, but they used like baby wipes. Like, who cleans a crime scene with baby wipes?
Then, Gypsy steals over $4,000 out of her mother's safe.
They never discussed anything like how to pay for anything or how to have money once she left her mom's house.
She actually told me the money they took from that safe, she thought was going to last them years because she did not know the value of a dollar.
The next day, they mail the murder weapon to Nick's house in Wisconsin and then board a bus to the same location.
The naivety of the situation is that they mail the murder weapon back to his house in a brown envelope.
Who mails the murder weapon to your home? You know, I mean, and I asked her why. You're like, why? You know, and she said, because I thought bus stations had metal detectors.
Once they get to Wisconsin, Gypsy posts a shocking status on Dee Dee's social media page.
So Gypsy felt like she didn't want her mom to be there for weeks and weeks and weeks and nobody know what was going on. So she wrote something on Facebook to get somebody's attention. And she wrote what Nick told her to write, and that was, the b- is dead.
Back in Missouri, Dee Dee's neighbors are starting to worry. The strange social media post, coupled with the fact that no one has seen Gypsy or Dee Dee for days, is enough for a concerned neighbor to call 911.
We found Dee Dee Blanchard deceased of a violent nature.
Dee Dee is dead, and Gypsy is missing.
This was a homicide, and we're treating it as such.
When Gypsy's father finds out, the family is beside themselves.
I'm home by myself. Rod calls. Dee Dee's dead, and they can't find Gypsy. And I'm like, what? What? And he repeated it again, and first thing I thought was, oh my God, they took her and they're gonna leave her for dead.
First thing I thought of was like, what are we gonna do? Who's gonna take care of her? Who? Nobody knows all her medicine she has to take, all her surgeries. Nobody knows that except Dee Dee.
A manhunt for Gypsy begins, and with it comes a shocking twist.
Everybody is searching for poor, innocent, sick Gypsy. Everyone thinks they know how this story will end.
Please open up!
Nobody really knows the family secrets.
Gypsy Blanchard and her boyfriend Nick Godujon have killed Gypsy's mother. Gypsy was apparently inspired by the Disney movie Tangled.
Gypsy thinks of herself as the real-life Rapunzel in the film Tangled. She feels she's in a tower and that she can't escape. Just like Rapunzel in the movie, Gypsy decides to flee her prison. In her mind, the only way she could truly do that was by killing her own mother.
In the movie, Rapunzel finds out the woman who kept her captive in the tower is not her real mother.
That woman was a witch who kidnapped Rapunzel from the real parents, the king and queen. The king and queen were devastated when Rapunzel was taken and they were unable to find her.
Tangled seems to imitate Gypsy's real life.
Like the king and queen in Tangled desperately searching for their daughter, the police were desperately looking for Gypsy, who they believed had either been kidnapped or killed by whomever stabbed her mother Dee Dee.
But they couldn't be further from the truth. With not much evidence to go on, authorities look into the vulgar statements about Dee Dee's murder that were posted on her social media page.
They immediately start tracking where those posts came from. They were able to track those statements to a house in Wisconsin. They know from a neighbor that Gypsy had secretly confided in that she had a boyfriend who lived in Wisconsin.
His name is Nick Godujon, and he lives at the same location police are targeting. Authorities in Missouri waste no time contacting the Wisconsin police, who race to Nick's house. But when they arrive, everyone is in for a surprise.
They were sitting down to family dinner with his parents, and the police showed up, and it was a standoff between him and the police that he didn't want to come out. and he didn't want to give up Gypsy.
Eventually, Nick gives in, and police take him and Gypsy in for questioning. Soon, the whole plan unravels.
They realize that the murder of Dee Dee had been planned by Nick and Gypsy.
Gypsy's family is stunned by the news.
I had no idea. I couldn't wrap my head around it. I couldn't believe this was happening.
Gypsy is arrested and goes to trial, but when she stands and walks across the courtroom, no one can believe their eyes. Up until now, even those closest to Gypsy thought she was wheelchair-bound.
My dad was shocked. My mom, when they seen her walk, they all started crying. It blew everybody's mind, and then everything just started unfolding, and it all started to make sense.
Turns out Gypsy never had any of the illnesses that Dee Dee claimed she had. No cancer, no epilepsy, no muscular dystrophy, nothing. She didn't even need the feeding tube that Dee Dee had implanted inside her body.
Since birth, Gypsy has been the victim of Dee Dee's deadly mental illness called factitious disorder by proxy, more commonly known as Munchausen by proxy.
We're usually looking at a caregiver or a mother purposely making their child sick to deceive others. There are caregivers and mothers who need a tremendous amount of attention to have a position of power, but also to be seen as a martyr by manipulating and deceiving others through their child. Can you imagine the emotional pain of putting your child through medical test, after operation, for something that is completely fabricated?
Gypsy knew she could walk, but she made her so weak that it was very hard for her to walk. And she knew that she had hair, but she shaved it off. So it creates this narrative for her. With your mom telling you you're sick, you just begin to believe you're sick.
Throughout Gypsy's life, some doctors did suspect Dee Dee was lying about her daughter's medical condition.
When she was confronted with the evidence that she was manipulating the situation, she would just look for another doctor.
But in the end, although Dee Dee was evil, Gypsy and Nick must take responsibility for their actions.
Gypsy pled to manslaughter, and she was given 10 years with the possibility of parole after 7.
Nick goes to trial and is found guilty of first-degree murder.
Neither one has seen each other since they've been arrested.
Entangled, Rapunzel escapes Mother Gothel and lives happily ever after.
Unlike Disney's fairy tale, Gypsy will be playing out the next part of her life in an orange jumpsuit. It's about as far from a happy ending as you can get.
On screen, Rapunzel reunites with her real parents, while in real life, Gypsy does the same.
I love you no matter what. That's the first thing I told our child when I saw her to her face.
I think that Gypsy will have a good happily ever after eventually. She has a great support system.
There is a petition out there that my husband posted. The petition is to get her out early, to pardon her. She's done her time. She's lived in prison long enough. It's time for her to come home and be with a family that loves her.